T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hopefully, the Chiefs can have that same type of success. Like, you look around this league right now, and we're all bummed out that Patrick is going to miss 3 games potentially with this knee injury. But you've got the 5-0 New Orleans Saints with a backup quarterback. You've got the Indianapolis Colts at 5-2 with a backup quarterback. Like, backup quarterbacks are doing a fairly decent job, and they're doing a decent job, Josh, because you've got those good head coaches in place. You've got Frank Reich in place in Indianapolis, and you've got Sean Payton in place down in New Orleans. And I think when you look at what Kansas City has right now, hell, you've got Andy Reid in place, who I consider to be a better coach than both of those guys based on longevity and the ability to have 200 wins in this league. You have Andy Reid as the head coach. There should really be the ability to go out there and win these games. I don't think we should go into these games with the mindset over the next 3 weeks that we don't stand a chance because it's Green Bay and it's Minnesota and it's Tennessee on the schedule coming up. I think you got to go in there with the mindset of, if the Saints can be 5-0 and the Colts can be 5-2 and they've had backup quarterbacks basically all season long with head coaches like they have, there's no reason the Chiefs can't come out of this thing at minimum 2-1 against these next 3 teams.
I kind of like to have their quarterbacks, but that's neither here nor there. We don't.
But that's up to Andy being a good coach and putting the quarterback in position to be successful. You know, that's what a head coach does.
Meanwhile, the Packers and Vikings, especially offensively, Packers obviously got everybody's attention yesterday, but the Vikings, since they called out their quarterback.
My God, they've been good.
He's been playing well, too. So that's your next two coming in with two high-powered offenses.
It really is. And I think these next two games will determine if this defense is capable of playing up to a Super Bowl level. You mentioned the Packers and Vikings as the next two opponents, and Aaron Rodgers with his 6 touchdowns yesterday, and Kirk Cousins playing like a madman, like a man
like
possessed.
Mad man.
Yeah, like he's mad. He's playing mad right now. And so you've got these next two teams on your schedule. If you go out there and play really good on defense and you split these games and you don't give up 30 to each of these teams, I think we can say, well, if they split the games and they lose, you say, well, they probably would have won that game if Mahomes is playing quarterback. If the defense goes out there and plays a solid game and keeps you in it and doesn't get shredded by the run over these next 2 weeks, I think you have an opportunity to say, all right, now they are playing at a Super Bowl level. They were good the other night in Denver. There is no doubt about it. But they were also good because Joe Flacco quit during that game. He gave up during that game. And I don't want to take anything away from the Chiefs and the way that they played defense, because I was really impressed with what they did and the 9 sacks, and Anthony Hitchens in his first 20 games as a Chief has no sacks, and in his 21st game he has 2 sacks and a strip sack and all that kind of stuff. Like, he played good. There were great signs in that game. But now you have to do it against a legit quarterback in Aaron Rodgers, Hall of Fame quarterback in Aaron Rodgers, and a guy that's playing out of his mind right now in Kirk Cousins. These next two games will determine whether or not this defense is good enough to help lead the Chiefs to a Super Bowl and potentially a Super Bowl championship as we get closer to the end of the year.
Do you like or kind of stress that these games are home? I mean, it's good in a way.
Yeah, I mean, they've lost 2 straight at home, though, too. So,
but if you're... What if you go 3 in a row at home and
four in a row at home? Yeah, I mean, but you also have the Mahomes thing factored in as well.
That helps offset it all.
Yeah, no, these next two games, it's not about the offense. I'm not going out there and I'm not going to watch what this offense does, because I don't expect a whole heck of a lot out of this offense, you know, with Patrick Mahomes on the sidelines. I want to see what this defense does. They have an opportunity to go out there now over these next couple of weeks and really prove that this is a 53-man roster, not an offensive roster, and the defense is just along for the ride. They've got an opportunity to go out there and take what they did on Thursday night and really build on that. And that's why I look at what they did on Thursday night – not from a standpoint of did we think it was good, if they have the confidence, if they believe that they finally turned it around, if they believe that they can go out there and win games defensively, that's what truly matters. That's what ultimately matters, if they believe it. And we'll see. If they take what they did on Thursday night and do that on Sunday night against the Green Bay Packers and then the following Sunday against the Minnesota Vikings, and they play some really good football and they limit those offenses, then, yeah, we got something good. And when Patrick Mahomes comes back, all right, now we're really ready to go. And so I think this defense just has a great opportunity in front of them to prove to all of us that Thursday night wasn't a fluke, that Thursday night wasn't because of Joe Flacco, that Thursday night was that turning point in that game. And I liken it to, and I've said that on Friday, to the Giants in 2007, winning that game in Washington in week 3, that turned their whole season around. In fact, somebody with the Chiefs actually texted me that over the weekend. This is kind of reminiscent of what the Giants did with Spags in 2007. I go, same thought that I had. So hopefully this defense can take what they did on Thursday and parlay that into the future of being a much improved defense than what we saw over the first 6 weeks of the season.
And we could look back, too, and say, what a big win in Denver.
What a big win in Denver. Yeah, absolutely.
What if they could have folded. What if they went into the tank after the quarterback got hurt Thursday night?
Would have been very easy to go in the tank.
Then you're kind of at the beginning of spiraling out.
Right. And you know what they did immediately after Patrick Mahomes went down? Strip sack touchdown 20-6. The defense put a stamp on that game right away and made it 20-6. And that was all she wrote for the Denver Broncos.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.